One purpose of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention is to help Christian ministries, especially media organizations, figure out how to meet the challenges they face in getting their message out. This year, a key topic was the cancel culture and how to fight back against it. In his keynote address at the opening session, Franklin Graham described how Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association have taken steps to deal with cancellation by service providers, like banks and payment processors. He warned leaders of the organizations gathered in Orlando, Florida, that the left's efforts to deprive Christian organizations of their funding could destroy their work if they do not take action to protect against it. The risk of being canceled applies not only to large media ministries, but also to smaller online news outlets, individual journalists, podcasters, and even everyday Christians posting comments on social media. For them, cancellation can range from lost opportunities for communication to loss of livelihood. The Christian Broadcasting Network's David Brody moderated a helpful panel. Panelist Ali Beth Stuckey, host of the popular podcast Relatable, said cancel culture is the fruit of moral relativism. Standards are arbitrary and are constantly changing. Christians must reject this because we have the unchanging standards of God's Word. We have the right and responsibility, she said, to say that which is good, right, and true. She reminded the audience that throughout history the church has been persecuted, but the gospel cannot be canceled. To a question about cancellation by social media outlets, syndicated radio host Dennis Prager responded that 45% of young Americans say, "I believe in free speech, but not hate speech." Mr. Prager says, "Hate speech is anything the left disagrees with." The left claims compassion as its motive for curtailing certain speech. Ali Stuckey calls this weaponized empathy. She said ruining an individual's life for something they said is the opposite of compassion. Cancel culture is the opposite of freedom. For Point of View, I'm Penno Dexter.